Our Community Connection on the way next, brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, and by First Baptist Church, an opportunity to highlight an upcoming event for you with the next production for the Bartlesville Film Society, and Mario Valenciano joining us this morning, and board member for the Film Society. Mario, you told me before we went on the air you've got about 8 members on your board. That probably brings a little bit of a varied view for films and an opportunity for some good discussion.
Yes. Good morning, Charlie. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having the Bartlesville Film Society. The Bartlesville Film Society is a homegrown a nonprofit to help the public embrace cinema classics. Mm-hmm. The board consists of our founder and president, Sean Hennessy, his wife, Ashley Hennessy, Bill and DeShane Williams. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you know DeShane.
Yep, know him. And Bill's been on before. And
Kristen Duncan is also a part of our board member. Nathan Davis, Drew Harry, and myself are the board members at this time. And we've had a great year so far, and we're looking to continue our success for the rest of 2016.
Well, and you've got a good venue going on. I think the last several, I'm not sure all, but I know the last several have been at Heritage Theater in Dewey. You get a nice room.
The Heritage Theater is an outstanding venue. The projection system, the sound system, and everything is easily accessible. The interesting thing about the Heritage Theater is that you can drink and eat at the same time that you're watching the movie, which in around here you probably have to go all the way to Broken Arrow to the Warren Theater. Mm-hmm. To get that type of ambiance.
More of a European theater type situation than the typical American movie theater.
Yes, and when you share a movie with your family or friends and enjoy a nice meal and a nice beverage or cocktail, it just enhances the experience that much more.
And there, I think we have become so accustomed to watching films on the small screen that when you get into a good room with a good sound system and actually seeing the way they were originally shot for, the large screen in a theatrical setting, and like you said, seeing it with other people, it's a communal experience. It's something about, I don't care if the person behind you's got a cold and they're coughing, it's just part of the going to the theater experience.
Yes, that experience is sometimes lost in this day and age with Netflix and cell phones and accessibility to the internet. I know in my own house, if I'm watching a movie, I might be preoccupied with something on my phone, or it just doesn't allow me to concentrate and enjoy the quality and the story of the film as I do in a theater environment. And that experience is so underestimated these days. A lot of people don't appreciate it because a lot of people have grown up with the internet. That's all they know. And it's interesting to see people come in to the theater in a screening and all laugh at the same time, all gasp at the same time. Look at each other, discuss little things, and it makes it a much more valuable experience than it would be something at home. Plus, the added bonus is you don't have to fork out $40 to enjoy it because all our screenings are absolutely free to the public.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about what you've done with the Film Society is make it free, other than, of course, your refreshments that you would have, but not even going to the price of the theater and paying the price of admission. I don't care if it's a quarter. It's you don't have to worry about that.
Our popcorn is very reasonably priced.
And that's the nice thing about it. And I think even just the smell of the popcorn is something that, unless you made it at home, that is part of the film experience somewhere along the line.
Since we started this, I've been bringing my 15-year-old son to these screenings. And it's interesting to see his growth in appreciation of cinema just from going to these screenings, because a lot of these movies he's never seen. Mm-hmm. And when he's there, he basically has no choice but to focus on the movie. And on the drive home from these screenings, he is just he's just elated and has a lot of commentary and a lot of insight into the movie that I don't think he would have really gathered had we watched it at home, because of all the other distractions that we may have during the movie.
Well, and my guess is that many of the people who come to the films are the type of people who are interested in, you know, either the behind-the-scenes story, the backstory of the film itself, or the cast, the director, the crew, how the film was shot, where it was shot, locations, that sort of thing.
One of our most popular aspects of our screenings is our Q&A after the movie. Mm-hmm. Sean normally presents these, and he offers a lot of insight into the movie. He interacts with the audience. The audience has lots of questions regarding production or little bits about the movie, and a lot of people stick around for just that part of the screening, the discussion part. And I've learned a lot of things myself just listening to the question and answer.
Well, again, sometimes if you can put yourself in the chair of the director or the sound person, or for that matter, even if music is an integral part of the film, which some of them have been, you know, talking about the composer, or even the fact that maybe it was the London Symphony Orchestra that was recording that particular piece of music for you. There's just all those little things that we let the credits scroll by, and unless you're a person like me that actually watches the credits while everybody else is leaving the theater, you miss out on all that stuff.
Yeah, that's true, and Sean is a great wealth of knowledge regarding cinema, and we all really enjoy what we do for the Bartlesville Film Society.
Well, you've got a production coming up in just about 3 weeks, and we'll preview that one for you with Mario when we continue in just a moment on K1.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Do you know what it feels like to grow up in a broken home? The kind of broken home I'm talking about is one wrecked by divorce. First Baptist Church is excited to announce that divorce care will begin on September 7th from 6 to 7:30. Also, First Baptist Church is offering Grief Share, your journey from mourning to joy. This class starts September 14th. For more about these classes, go to mybfbc.org. Come worship at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee. For more information, phone 918-336-6172.
AM 1400, and continuing our time discussing the upcoming Bartlesville Film Society showing, and we haven't mentioned the film yet, but again, talking with Mario Valenciano, and this one picking something up from the Coen brothers.
Yes, The Big Lebowski, yeah. From 1998, starring Jeff Bridges, John Goodman, John Turturro, Julianne Moore, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Just a great cast of characters. The movie originally debuted in 98. It wasn't received very well.
I'm saying not yeah. Critically well received at all. I don't know if it was a commercial success or not, but the critics at least said, okay, it's just another Coen Brothers avant-garde. Unless you really like their stuff, you don't need to see it.
Yeah. Since that time, it has a cult following and a whole subculture. And people really have embraced this film since its debut, and we wanted to screen it and share it for people that need to revisit the movie in a theater environment or have never seen the movie, and they can enjoy it in a theater environment. On Friday, September 9th at the Heritage Theater, in addition to screening the movie, we're going to have a costume contest. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm planning of dressing up myself, because my costume would be relatively simple, a bathrobe, shorts, a t-shirt, and flip-flops. And that's what the dude, Lebowski, in the movie wears the whole time. And I'm exempt from the prize drawing as a board member, I think a lot of people are going to enjoy the costume part of the screening, and we've got lots of prizes for the best costume.
You know, you mentioned a character name, and those that are not familiar with the film may not recognize when you say the dude that that's actually part of the film.
Yeah, the dude Lebowski is the kind of like the goofball Lebowski in the movie. The big Lebowski is portrayed by an actor who escapes my name right now, but he is the millionaire Lebowski, mm-hmm. and the whole movie starts off as a case of mistaken identity, and then the comedy.
And that was one of Hitchcock's major plot devices. He used that frequently. So, yeah. I mean, it taking the cue from some of the masters. Yeah.
And then the comedy of errors continues throughout the movie. It's a great comedy. John Goodman, who has been in numerous Coen brother films and popular on the Roseanne TV show, mm-hmm. is excellent in this movie, and as all the actors are. The story is very rich, and the dialogue is very rich. It is rated R, so it's something that you may not want to bring your 5 or 6 year old to, but we're adhering to the Motion Picture Association's rating system, and this movie is rated R, so anybody under the age of 17 needs to be accompanied by a parent or guardian because of the content of the movie, which is really geared towards adults.
Well, and that was about the time that Jeff Bridges, I think, really came into his prime, gained a lot of early following with some of the films he did in the 80s from Starman and some of those early 80s films, but he, as an actor, as some of the roles he's chosen, that was, I'll say, the more mature Jeff Bridges roles that he's picked up. So that was a good role for him too.
Yeah, and Jeff indicates he took a lot of inspiration from his earlier years in Hollywood when he liked to party a lot, because mm-hmm. The dude Lebowski likes to party a lot. Jeff is from Hollywood royalty. His
dad,
father Lloyd Bridges,
sure.
his brother Bo Bridges, and he's excellent in this movie. He's gone on to make lots of other great movies after this. And the Coen brothers indicate that they wrote this part specifically for Jeff. That's kind of in debate, but. What I find interesting about the Coen brothers in general is that for the longest time they co-directed movies together, mm-hmm. but because the Directors Guild in Hollywood has a little known rule that they can't share co-directing credit,
right.
Until they are defined as an established duo of directors. For the longest time, they flip-flopped back and forth from director to producer, but the reality is they co-directed the majority of their movies. And
you know, I think really on the credits on this one, and I forget which, so I won't say, but only one of them is actually credited as director on this one, too.
The older brother, Joel, is credited with direction. The younger brother, Ethan, is credited with production. I never understood that rule, but the logic is that they don't want to share screen credit as director because it somehow diminishes the significance of the title of mm-hmm. director.
Right.
But since then, they have become an established duo, and they both received their own individual Oscars for No Country for Old Men.
Mm-hmm. Which was just on TCM, I think, last night.
And that is an excellent movie in its own right.
Yeah. But this is something that you have done over the last, I'm not sure, roughly 6 months. I don't remember when you started, but it's been several months, and you've been doing this on a monthly basis now.
Our formal year started in January of 2016.
It's been that long, okay.
A lot of great success so far. We're hoping that this is our biggest event because of the costume contest, because of the picture itself, and we've got lots of stuff geared up for the rest of the year. Rear Window in October is the Hitchcock classic that we're going to screen. Also, we're doing the original Night of the Living Dead for Halloween, the George Romero classic. Mm-hmm. In November, we're going to screen Almost Famous, and in December, we've got a couple of more films lined up. For the Christmas season, we're planning on screening the original Miracle on 34th Street.
Which, yeah, that would be a good win. And, of course, it came out in July, but we always think of it as a Christmas film.
Yes, yes. And that's the funny part of it. But we had a lot of choices for Christmas movies, and we wanted to gear away from the conventional ones that you see during the holidays. This one you see, but not as often. And a lot of people have seen the remake, but I think it's important to revisit the original classic.
It's been remade about 5 or 6 times, but yes. That is the original version, and what a great film. Thank you so much for coming in. And what time does everything start Friday night, September 9th?
7 p.m. at the Heritage Theater, September 9th. If you want to take advantage of the full menu, get there early. We're going to have a limited menu during the screening, and White Russians will be available for purchase.
Excellent. That's our Community Connection on K1.
Looking for a new executive director. The OSSAA's Board of Directors has voted to remove Ed Shakley from the position. He'll be paid the remainder.